proud Kiwi and Australian, John Stevens with Noiseworks. It's Lou and Matt. It's the Borders 105.7 Triple M. And we love talking to locally based now, former New Zealand international Daryl Tuffy, who plays for Lavington here. And we're very lucky to have him. And Lavi got the win in a close game over the weekend. But we're not here, unfortunately, to talk about cricket with Daryl Tuffy. We have to, we're talking about the special relationship between ourselves and New Zealand, but of course off the back of the horrors on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. That horrific terrorist shooting in Christchurch in New Zealand. I just think so many of us are still trying to kind of wrap our heads around the fact that it happened. And Daryl Tuffy joins us right now. Morning, Daryl.
Hey, morning, Lou and Matt. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. How did you first hear of the shooting?
I'm on a WhatsApp group chat with a couple of the cricket guys back home, and we've been chatting just throughout the week, and obviously some news started floating through on Friday between us that there's a terrorist attack going on. And kind of, I thought at the start it was just guys just messing around, like it wasn't actually true, but the more kind of jumped online to New Zealand Herald and saw that this is actually was happening, so it was a bit of a shock.
Absolutely. And we've been talking a little bit about this morning and through the weekend. It genuinely doesn't feel like it's happening somewhere else. It feels like we're brothers and sisters, doesn't it, Daryl? To be honest, Australia and New Zealand, it feels like it's happening to us just as much.
Oh, for sure. We've got that ANZAC bond, which is really tight between the two countries. And to see it kind of happening in our kind of part of the world, especially like New Zealand, we're kind of tucked away, and I know we've always kind of thought that we're miles away from any kind of drama, and it's too far to come down and do anything to us down there. But obviously, this goes to show that it can happen anywhere in the world, especially if it happens like in New Zealand, in Christchurch especially, like it's kind of even kind of further south, any further south than Antarctica. But it's a shock to the system, and obviously 50 people dead, confirmed dead, and a lot more critically injured in the hospital. It's it may not be like the final, death toll.
Now,
Daryl, I don't know much about the gun laws in New Zealand, but are they similar to Australia?
It actually sounds like we're a bit more relaxed. I've just been reading in the paper that Ardern, our Prime Minister, is actually going through a process probably of outlawing semi-automatic weapons. I think you can still get them back home, I think.
And they've been outlawed in Australia, obviously, since Port Arthur in 1996.
Yeah, exactly. It's horrible to say it's taken an incident like this to kind of push the go button on that for New Zealand as well. So I think, we'll be definitely going down the same track in the next couple of months probably.
Yeah, I guess it still comes back to what you said originally, doesn't it? It's almost like you would never think something like that was going to happen there. A shock.
All right, Daryl, mate, thank you so much for sharing your time with us at late notice as well. Congratulations for the weekend. We will, of course, talk to you with happier things soon, I'm sure. It's great to talk to you, mate. Cheers.
See you guys.
There he is, Daryl Tuffy, former New Zealand international and good friend of the show. It's Lou and Matt's Triple M.